Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Wolsey. Matt Watson live for a couple here. Round one of the boys 281 postponed from Friday due to inclement weather, and some inclement weather into today and forcing some cancellations, some late starts here and there. I know there's some late starts tomorrow morning in the area. So weather has just tried to wreak havoc the last few years on the 281, but we've always completed them, always get it done one way or another. So they moved the Saturday boys games here to a Monday. They did not adjust the time. They played it as if it were a regular, not a school day, which it happened to be because of the holiday. So kids out here at 1 o'clock for a couple of games. We do have some scores, of course, to pass along. Our scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on. So on Friday we had round one of the girls 281. It's gone all the seeds so far. Top seed Washington Springs on the girls side beat number 8 Sunshine Bible 51-14. Number 4 James Valley a winner over number 5 Highmore Herald 53-32. Number 2 Sanborn Central Woonsocket on the girls side beat number 7 Wolsey Westington 50-35. And number 3 Iroquois Lake Preston outlast number 6 Hitchcock Tulare 38-36. So girls round two action is set. On the consolation side, the 3:30 game tomorrow at James Valley Christian School will be Sunshine Bible and Highmore Herald. They'll squeeze in a boys game there, and then they'll close out with Wolsey Westington against Hitchcock Tulare. So the boys side yet to be decided here. We did see top seed Westington Springs today defeat number 8 Sunshine Bible on the boys side 71-19. Number 4, James Valley Christian, a winner over number 5, Highmore Herald, 53-46. A couple of games upcoming, and of course, so one part of the boys' consolation side, that 5 o'clock game tomorrow, is going to be Sunshine Bible against Highmore Herald. The championship side will start it out at 3:30 with a girls' game between Westington Springs and James Valley Christian, then a boys' championship game between Westington Springs and James Valley Christian. A boys' championship game between Sanborn Central Woonsocket and Iroquois Lake Preston, and then a girls' championship or a boys' championship game with the two winners that we get here tonight between Wolsey Westington, Iroquois Lake Preston, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket Hitchcock Tulare will be our late game. So, of course, the scoreboard just grows with every day during the 281 Conference Tournament, and we're technically 1.5 days down. 1.5 days to go, but of course, well, 2.5, and of course, that one last one is the marathon day, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday from the Huron Arena, and 8 games in a row to decide the 281. Back to the studios here for a 2-minute timeout. Still to come here in the pregame show, we'll take a look at the lineup card for Brock Dufick and his number 7, Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks. Coming in today at 1-8. We'll also take a look at Hayden Hooks and the Wolsey Westington Warbirds. Warbirds, the 2 seed here in the tournament, playing at home on a Monday afternoon, coming in at 7-1. So we'll talk about starting lineups. We'll get our officials, and we'll be ready for tip-off here. We got 6.5 or so on the pregame clock, a couple of minutes for starting lineups, and we'll be ready for tip-off as we are, let's see, I think just a little bit ahead of schedule here. As we get set for game 3 of 4 this afternoon into the evening here from Wolsey. Number 7, Iroquois Lake Preston. Number 2, Wolsey Westington. We'll send it back to the studios for 2 minutes. Come back with your lineups, your officials, and we're about ready for tip-off. We've got round 1 of the boys, game 3 of 4 coming up on 1210 KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, we would like to thank our sponsors while we have a moment. Of course, we mentioned the Mirror Family Hair Care. They bring us our in-game scoreboard updates. We already took a look at that. Gary Zell Auto Glass, of course, brings us our post-game reports throughout the sports season. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, bring us the reading of the officials. Our officials for today are Matt Clark, Tim Neihart, and Greg Blue. Again, your law on the floor, Matt Clark, Tim Neihart, and Greg Blue as we get set for game 3 out of 4 here from Woolsey-Wessington High School in Woolsey. And again, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Getting ready here for Woolsey-Wessington, backed up by Onward Woolsey Business Association and American Family Insurance. Our area sponsors are Real Estate Connection, Clark Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Dairy Queen in Huron, Olympic Motors, Burns Manufacturing in Wessington, Slumberland Furniture, Huron Community Campus, Ken Clark Insurance, Wilbur Ellis, and Shooters in Woolsey. All season long, those sponsors riding along as we run through football and basketball and the area sports season. Thanks so much to all of our area sponsors. Also hopping on board for this 281 tournament, Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors in Huron and Mitchell, Double D Westernware, and Hegg Insurance Agency. And thanks to those businesses for helping us here bring you wall-to-wall coverage of the 281. Four girls games on Friday, four boys games were supposed to be held Saturday, got moved to today. Tomorrow, of course, there are 8 games, 4 at James Valley Christian starting at 3:30. 4 here in Woolsey starting at 3:30. Have the championship side in Woolsey, the consolation side at James Valley Christian. And, of course, we got a Tiger doubleheader tomorrow night, so we'll have the championship side live here on 1210 KOKK. Getting set here for number 7, Iroquois Lake Preston against number 2, Woolsey-Wessington. Brock Dufek and his Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks come in at 1-8. They'll have off the bench Jackson Long, Nathan Enninga, Rexton Blue, Ben Curd, A.J. Wink, Rowdy Scheel, and Rayson Tim. Brock Dufek and the Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks will start number 0, 6-foot junior Josh McMasters, number 1, 5'10 freshman Lucas Feske, number 22, 6'1 junior Dante Glanzer, number 30, 6'3" senior Weston Woodcock, and number 44, 5'11" junior, Riney Green. Again, McMasters, Pesky, Glanzer, Woodcock, and Green. They'll wear the blue unis with the white numbers. For Woolsey-Wessington, Hayden Hooks, their head coach, they come in at 7-1, the 2 seed here in the 281. Off the bench, Colin Hughes today, Blaze Herdman, Harley Roberts, Keaton Zomer, Isaiah Sabalier, Sawyer Nelson, and Cade Van Buskirk. Starting five for Hooks and the Warbirds. Number one, a 5'9" junior, Peyton Rainford. Number two, a 5'11" senior, Grant Kim. Number four, a 6'3" junior, Moshe Richmond. Number five, a 6-foot sophomore, Caleb Richmond. And number 30, a 6'3" senior, Tate French. Again, Hooks and the Warbirds will go with Rainford, Tim, Richmond, Richmond, and French. They'll wear the white unis with the blue number, or the black numbers, and the yellow outlines. And right now, the officials getting a quick round of applause. And again, our officiating crew, as always, the Law on the Floor, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Greg Blue, Tim Neihart, Matt Clark. Our Law on the Floor for our third of four this afternoon for the opening round of the boys 281. And again, if you're wondering here that thinking this was supposed to be played Friday, you would not be wrong, as they have postponed them here to today due to weather. And of course, while the weather got a little bit better, not so much of a threat of the blizzard and whiteout conditions, the temperatures have not. Still quite a bit chillier than we would probably hope to see this time of year. Send it back to the studios for another 2 minutes. We got tip-off coming up. Our third of four is the hometown kids, Wolsey Washington Warbirds and Iroquois Lake Preston, getting set for more boys 281 action in 2 minutes on KOKK.
A lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encore for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Get set for our third of four. Iroquois Lake Preston, McMasters, Petsky, Glanzer, Woodstock, and Green, Warbirds, Rainford, Kim, Richmond, Richmond, and French. Well, set for tip-off here. Two in the books today. Washington Springs runs past Sunshine Bible, 71-19. James Valley Christian beats Imore Herald, 53-46. Oh, Dennis Hines. Yeah, that's right. Not Greg Blue. Dennis Hines, Matt Clark, and Tim Neihart. That's your Law on the Floor. As always, your officiating crew brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Josh McMaster, center circle for the Sharks. It'll be Richmond for the Warbirds. Moshe ready to go. Hines in the center circle. The tip is up. We're underway. The Sharks will have the first possession. Tipped back to Weston Woodcock. Top of the key for McMasters. McMaster's on the dribble, a little crossover, leaves it off to Glanzer. Glanzer, left wing, here's Pesky to drive. Back outside, McMaster's for three, no good. French tips the rebound up, Moshe on the board. Richmond going coast to coast, layup off the window too strong. Rebound tipped all the way out to Grant Tim at the top of the key. So the Warbirds will get another look. Tim the handoff, Moshe cross-court to Caleb. Caleb the handoff, Rainford. Rainford back to Moshe. Richmond right down the middle, lays it up. Came up short. Rebound hauled in by Riney Green. Green ahead to McMaster's across the timeline. Pesky bounces it back to McMaster's free throw line down on the right corner for Woodcock. Woodcock drives baseline. Shut down by Tim. Pass inside, tipped up a couple of times by Moshe. And off a shark foot and out of bounds, the Warbirds will get it back. A minute gone in our third game of four today, and no score here between Iroquois Lake Preston and Woolsey Westington. Well, there's always a few teams maybe feel like the seedings were somewhat incorrect, but thus far the seedings all look right as all the higher seeds have won. Here, Woolsey Westington will strike first as Moshe Richmond with the reverse layup. So a 2-0 Warbird lead. Here's Green around the McMaster's. Now Pesky top of the key. He'll hand off to Woodcock. Right side back to McMaster's. Cross court. Square it up for three is Green. No good. Long rebound out to Peyton Rainford. Rainford ahead to Moshe. Moshe left wing. Caleb up top for Grant Tim. Tim the handoff to Rainford. Back to Caleb. He'll pop for three. No good. French tipped the rebound to himself. Tried to get it back inside to Tim. It went off of Green, then Tim, then out of bounds. And the Sharks will inbound. They'll do that to some full court pressure here. And McMaster's across the timeline, easily breaking the press. Or Iroquois Lake Preston. And now we have a shot clock problem here. So the shot clock did not start right away. And Coach Hook's taking the opportunity to remind his team of the game plan. As the Sharks set to inbound, it'll be Josh McMaster's at the timeline. 2 minutes in, 2-0 Warbirds. Woolsey Westington, the 2-seed here in the 281. McMaster's ready to inbound. He'll bring it into Pesky. Pesky guarded by Rainford. Out near the timeline, just about lost it. He'll give it back to McMaster's. Top of the key, left side Green, the handoff. Here's a three by Glanzer. That one airmail, and Moshe on the rebound. Moshe tried to give it ahead to Caleb. Caleb thought it was for Peyton Rainford, so he let it go, and Rainford thought it was for Caleb. So this one's out of bounds and a turnover to Iroquois Lake Preston. And now it looks like the Sharks will get an early timeout. 5:49 to play opening quarter. 2-0 Warbirds. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the 2-1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey. 5:49 left, quarter number one. The 2-7 matchup. Our third of four, 3-6 game coming up. Sanborn Central, Woonsock at 3, Hitchcock Tulare 6. Pesky across the timeline. Sharks go to work trying to put one on the board as they trail 2-0. Outside to Glanzer, looks at a three, leans back, drives. Kicks it back outside to Pesky. Pesky up to Green. Green top of the key. McMaster's right wing, the drive. Going at Moshe. Spins. Fadeaway won't go. Green there for the rebound and the putback. Riney Green never touched the ground. Went up. Put it back in. 2-2. French running baseline against Green. Backs it in off the window. That one's good. Dave French with his first bucket. 4-2 as the Sharks try to bomb it down court. And a nice pass there, but Richmond going to pick it off as Moshe the other way, and his defender fell. Moshe going to break for the basket and lay it in. And slipping in the corner there was Pesky, and Moshe taking advantage, 6-2 Warbird. Speaking of Pesky, he goes coast to coast and couldn't knock down the layup, but the rebound goes off Caleb and out of bounds. So the Sharks will inbound. Iroquois Lake Preston with Ben Curd coming in. Curd will replace Weston Woodcock. 4:42 left in the first. 6-2, the Warbirds lead. Inbounds for Green. Green running baseline. Tried the backdoor cut, and ball stolen by Tim. Tim the other way for Caleb Richmond, right corner. Caleb almost lost it. Finds the handle and feeds French low post. Back up top, Rainsford to Moshe. Hand off for Tim. Back outside for Caleb. Looking at three. Richmond the drive. Leaves it again for Tim. Tim for three. That one good. Grant Tim from downtown. His first basket. Third Warbird to score. 9-2 Wolsey Westington. Rainsford a near steal with McMasters. And now I think instead Rainsford going to pick up his first foul. He thought he had the steal at first, but instead, his first, the game's first, and with 4:09 to play in the first, the Sharks will inbound in the backcourt to Lucas Pesky, the freshman. Green, cross-court McMasters, right wing, he'll square up, three ball good. Josh McMasters from downtown, 9-5 Warbird, midway point of the opening quarter. Tate French in the corner, back to Caleb, looks at three, got his defender out to drive. The runner came up short, Green the rebound. And Ronnie Green will hold out across the timeline. Stops the dribble, dumps it off left side. Here's Ben Curd. Curd the baseline drive, double team. McMaster, same spot, different result. This one no good, and French with the rebound. French to Rainford across the timeline for Caleb Richmond. Caleb flies for three, and that one good. Fourth Warbird starter to score, 12-5 Wolsey Westington, and Tim trying to steal another pass into the scorer's table will set up the Sharks to inbound. Iroquois Lake Preston with Rexton Blue in the game. Pass inside and a missed shot, but an offensive board, and Rexton Blue will get a look at three, and that one is good. So Rexton with a three, make it 12-8 Warbird. Tate French from 12 on the baseline. No good. Green the rebound. Green holds up as Caleb or Moshe was trailing, looking to take it away, and McMasters misses the mark as he tried to hit Ben Curd on his way to the basket, but the pass over his head and out of bounds. And Warbirds will get it back with 2:46 to play first quarter as Iroquois Lake Preston will bring Race and Tim into the game. Wolsey Westington, here's a pass near the timeline. McMasters almost took that away. And it's going to go off Moshe and out of bounds. So Wolsey Westington will sub in Colin Hughes. Hughes will replace Rainsford with 2:42 to play first quarter. 12-8, the Warbirds lead. Wolsey Westington, the two, taking on number seven, Iroquois Lake Preston. Splitting a double team inside is Rexton Blue. Blue kicks it back out top of the key. Here's the drive for Pesky. Pesky left side, lost his defender, dumped it down on the baseline for Curd. Back out, cross court for Rexton Blue. Blue fresh off the bench, knocked down a three. Left wing, this time he'll drive, and a foul on Tate French. First on Tate, second on the team. 2:17 left in the first. The Sharks will inbound down four. Rexton Blue to bring it in for the Sharks. Inbounds out near the timeline for Tim. Tim to McMasters. Right side Blue looks at three, drives into the paint, stops the dribble, gives it off to McMasters. He drives all the way to the basket and pushes it up and in. He got airborne and had to do something and got the shooting hand to work off the glass. Here's Caleb, another three, rims out. With the rebound, Ben Curd, and Iroquois Lake Preston a chance to tie or take the lead with a minute 46 to play here in the first quarter. 12-10 Warbirds. McMaster's on the wing left side. Got the drive, free throw line, spins, dumps it off. Race and Tim from 10 feet. That one is good. And we're tied at 12 with 90 seconds to play in the first. Here's Colin Hughes on the wing. Caleb up top for Grant Tim. Looks at three. Nope. Outside for Moshe. Moshe drives off the window. That one is good. Moshe with a half dozen. It's 14-12. Wolsey Westington. Curd from McMaster's. The inbounds. McMaster's rifles it down to race. And Tim. And Tim knocks down another 10-footer. Tied at 14 with a minute to play in the first. Moshe on the left wing working off the French screen. Shut down baseline. Outside to Tim, knocked away. Steal by Blue. Blue trying to wrap it around to Pesky. Pesky has to save it in, and he saves it to Moshe Richmond. Moshe the other way, the basket and the foul. Eight for Moshe Richmond and a chance to make it nine. First free throws of the game come way courtesy of a foul on Race and Tim. Tim's first is the team's first. Rainford back on for Grant Tim. And McMaster's will check out in favor of Dante Glanzer. A free throw for Moshe. That one is good. Richmond's got nine. The Warbirds lead 17-14. 45 seconds left. Opening quarter of the 2-7 game of the boys' opening round of the 281 Conference Tournament. Wolsey Westington, one loss on the season. A two seed to Westington Spring. Inbounds here in the backcourt for Ben Curd. Curd nearly trapped, and he gave it right up to Caleb Richmond. Caleb up top for Tate French. Wolsey Westington with about a half a second differential here. They will have to take some sort of shot with time on the clock. Warbirds lead 17-14. Moshe will call in the center circle and reset the play. Caleb over to Rainford. 10 seconds to play opening quarter. Here's Caleb working off the French screen. Ball knocked away and a foul on Ben Curt. Curt's first, team second. 5.4 seconds left here in the first quarter. French will inbound to Rainford near the timeline. Cross-court pass for Moshe. Moshe the drive. The runner hits the heel and pops out no good. And it'll stay a three-point game for now. Wolsey Westington 17, Iroquois Lake Preston 14. We're back in a minute with the second quarter. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at Southtown Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Second quarter here. Set to get underway. Fairly quick opening frame. Wolsey Westington jumped out to an early lead. Moshe Richmond, 9 points. Iroquois Lake Preston making a charge. Five different players in the scoring column for the Sharks. French going to lob it into Moshe to get things started. Off the window, it's no good, but he got his own rebound. And if you give Moshe Richmond two chances, he's going to knock down one of them. Richmond with 11, and the Sharks are going to turn it over as a lob across the timeline intended for McMasters was too tall and out of bounds. So French will bring it in to Rainford, and with 7:39 to play here in the first half, Wolsey Westington a five-point lead. French looks at three, won't fire. Hughes right corner for Caleb, back to French, back to Caleb in the right corner. He'll drive baseline. Caleb feeds across to Moshe. Moshe, the drive. How about a basket and one? A dozen, no 13 for Moshe Richmond. And another free throw coming as the foul's on Josh McMasters, his first. First of the quarter. Free throw here. Back iron crawled up and went in. Everything coming up. Richmond early. Moshe with 14 points. And his Warbirds up 22-14. Here's a cross-court pass. Hughes skies to knock that one out of bounds. And the Sharks will inbound at the timeline. Pesky ready to bring it in. Lob into McMasters. McMasters in the center circle. High post and a handoff right back to McMasters. Fades right back outside to Weston Woodcock. Woodcock to drive. Shot hits the heel, pops up, hits the heel again. Won't fall in. Rebound grabbed by Pesky. Did he save it in off of Warbird? He did. Good job by Pesky there to presence of mind to knew he wasn't going to be able to save it, but he could knock it off of Warbird. And Pesky will inbound for Iroquois Lake Preston. 22-14, Wolsey Westington, their biggest lead of 8 points. McMaster's trapped out near the timeline. We'll dump it off to Woodcock. Woodcock top of the key, guarded by Moshe. Turns inside, and Woodcock going to step through. Off the window, too strong. French the rebound, had it knocked away by Pesky, and Pesky will pick up a foul. Lucas Pesky, his first, second of the quarter on the Sharks. French will inbound. Wolsey Westington a chance to make it double digits for the first time today. 6.5 left. French for three. No good. 6.5 left in the first half, I should say. Ball knocked out of bounds, but it's by the Sharks, and Wolsey Westington will have another look. 6:28 remaining in the first half. Inbounds French to free throw line. Inside for Moshe. Stripped on the way up. Got a hold of it and pushed it up and in. Oh, my. Richmond with 16 points as the Warbirds lead by 10. And here's a timeout by Dufay. 6:13 to play first half. Warbirds by 10, 24-14. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Oh, Wolsey Westington not letting up. Rainford stole the inbound off the timeout and laid it in. That's a 12-point lead. Shot inside by Glanzer is no good. French to rebound. Warbirds with another look. Here's Moshe inside, outside. Rainford for three. That one good. Back-to-back Peyton Rainford baskets, and it's a 15-point Warbird lead. And now McMaster's forced into a travel. Caleb and Moshe both there to to double him off the inbounds and took the extra step. French going to get a break. Be Hughes, Tim, Rainford, and the Richmond. Grant Tim, lob inside for Moshe. Ball knocked away, stolen by the Sharks. Glanzer to Woodcock, cross court to Green. Green going to take a couple of dribbles. And across the timeline for Iroquois Lake Preston. Pass inside, Pesky from 12 feet, no good. Rebound, Grant Tim. Tim ahead to Caleb, top of the key. Left wing, Rainford another three, no good. Woodcock the rebound. Green, a lob across the timeline to Pesky. 4:55 to play first half. A 15-point Wolsey-Westington lead. As the Warbirds on a 12-0 run to start this quarter and a 5-0 run to close out the last quarter. Here's a foul called on the Sharks. Lucas Pesky, his second. French back on for Rainford. And the Sharks, oh, actually the foul was on Rainford. It's his second, and it's Shark ball. Blue inside to Tim. Racing Tim, good from 6 feet. 4.5 to play first half. Warbirds by 13. Grant Tim leaves it for Hughes. Top of the key, Richmond. He'll drive off the window. It will not go, but a foul is called. And Moshe ready to go to the free throw line again. A couple of and one free throws tonight. He's made them both. The Warbirds are 2 for 2. He shot the only free throws for either team in this game. Moshe's first free throw is good. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Rexton Blue. Back across midcourt is Pesky. Pesky stops the dribble. Got to get bailed out. Does Rexton Blue to the free throw line. Gives it right back to Pesky, who is stripped and fouled on his way to the basket. So a couple of free throws coming here. I think it'll be Tate French, his second. .416 left here in the first half. Wolsey-Westington, a 14-point advantage. First free throw is good for Lucas Pesky. And first free throw of the afternoon for the Sharks. 13-point game. Pesky can cut it to a dozen. Front iron and no good. Rebounded by Hughes. 30-17 Warbirds. 4:10 to play first half. Here is Caleb across the timeline for Moshe. Now Grant Tim lobs it high post for French. French goes to work on Tim. Fades away and a travel. And a turnover back to Iroquois Lake Preston. Midway point of the second. Warbirds a 13-point lead. Iroquois Lake Preston with the ball. Here's the pass tip, nearly stolen, but it's passed right back to Ben Curd, and then Curd ran into the defense and traveled. Did not expect to get that one right back and didn't know what to do with it. Here's Moshe on the wing working off this screen and a blocking foul on Iroquois Lake Preston as Moshe went in a little out of control, probably considered himself fortunate here as the foul called on Ben Curd. Curd will check out here as A.J. Wink is in for the first time. The inbounds is a lob to French. He'll lean in and put it up and in. French with 4 points and a timeout by Hooks, 32-17 Wolsey-Westington. 3:40 to play quarter number two. We're back in a minute. A 60-second timeout on 1210 KOKK.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Wessington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
3 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the first half. 32-17, Woolsey Wessington has opened up a 15-point lead, their biggest lead of the day. Early on, a tight one. The Warbirds, a quick three at the end of the first quarter to get a three-point lead. And here's a fadeaway three by Pesky. No good. Moshe the rebound. Moshe and Caleb off and running. Slowed up here as McMasters and Pesky get back defensively. Moshe loses the defender. He'll pop for three, and that one is good. Caleb Richmond with three. All five Warbird starters have scored. And the lead is 18-35-17, Woolsey Wessington. Pesky directing a little traffic. Wants McMasters on the other side. Left wing for Wink. Back up top for McMasters. Pesky on the right side looking for a screen. Here comes Rex in blue. A corner three, no good. Rebounded by Moshe. Racing to the other end. Had it almost pickpocketed, and it did get stolen. Knocked away by Pesky, stolen by McMasters. Pesky at the other end lost his footing, but got it inside to Wink. Wink misses. Rebound grabbed by Sawyer Nelson, and then he is fouled. And I think that's five on Iroquois Lake Preston. So Sawyer Nelson, who just came in, is going to shoot a free throw or two. Who they called it on is Rexton Blue, his second. And the Warbirds in the bonus. Sawyer Nelson will shoot a couple of free throws, and the first is up and in. Nelson ready with another bonus free throws here in the first half. Second comes off the heel, rebounded by A.J. Wink. 36-17, Woolsey Wessington. Iroquois Lake Preston throwing it right underneath the basket for Curd. Curd gets trapped under there, leaves it off to Lucas Pesky, and Pesky good from 8 feet on the baseline. A 17-point Woolsey Wessington lead. Grant Tim looks at three, won't fire. Inside for Nelson. Nelson turns and leans one up and in. Sawyer Nelson with 3 points. 38-19, Woolsey Wessington. A 19-point Warbird advantage, minute 40 to play first half. McMasters, nice pass to Pesky. Pesky finds Wink. Wink can't hit. Offensive board kicked out to Blue for three. No good. This time Colin Hughes the rebound. Hughes ahead to Tim, ahead to Moshe. Moshe lobs it for Nelson. Nelson the double team, almost knocked away, and Blue comes up with the steal. Rexton Blue the other way across the timeline, and he travels. Blue was going to fire it underneath. Nelson would have stole that one, so he tried to adjust and give it up to McMasters, but the pivot foot had already moved ever so slightly. Woodchuck is back on as A.J. Wink comes out for Iroquois Lake Preston. Minute 15 left first half, 38-19. Warbirds by 19. And Blue with the quick hands with the steal, and his pass knocked out of bounds by Moshe. Woolsey Wessington has Harley Roberts into the game. Roberts will replace Grant Chimp. Blue will inbound for Iroquois Lake Preston. The inbounds for Pesky. Pesky to McMasters. McMasters saw an opening, lost it on the way up, and a turnover back to the Warbirds. Harley Roberts will inbound here with a minute 3 to play in the first half. Wolsey Westington in control, 38-19. Caleb across midcourt, right wing for Hughes. Trying to set up Nelson inside. A ball poked away from Moshe, and Pesky stole it from him. Lucas to the other end, trying to fake Moshe out, got him off his feet, and a nice play there by Lucas Pesky, the freshman. And another basket for the Sharks. Ball knocked away at the other end. It's Dante Glanzer, and Glanzer going to come up with a steal. Here come the Sharks. A handoff to Pesky. In the corner, Blue back to Pesky on the wing left side. Looks at three, won't fire. Off to Glanzer. Glanzer the drive. High post, the jumper, no good. Hughes the rebound. Hughes to Caleb with 10 seconds in the half. Caleb across the timeline. Drives, leaves it out for Colin Hughes. Hughes readjusts and fires the three. That's no good, and that's it for the first half. Wolsey Westington, a 21-point second quarter and a 17-point lead, 38-21. We'll send it back to the studios for 3 minutes. Halftime show in 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Hey, all right, sir, what do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, downtown, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is, and welcome back to Wolsey here. Halftime of our game 3 out of 4. Remember, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show will come your way after this one. And then we'll have our final matchup, number 3, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, against number 6, Hitchcock Tulare. And remember, we'll take a look starting lineups. We'll get officials before that one. And after both this one and that one, well, I'm Gary Zolotto Glass post-game show. Take a look at the numbers. And one of the numbers that's got to jump out to you right away here in this one is that second quarter. 21-7, Wolsey Westington takes control in the second after a somewhat even opening quarter. Wolsey Westington would strike first and, in fact, would build themselves an early six-point lead before the Sharks would storm back to a 14-all tie. Wolsey Westington closed out the quarter on an old-fashioned three to take a 17-14 lead. Second quarter, all Wolsey Westington. A three in the mix there by Caleb Richmond, a three in there by Peyton Rainford. Moshe had an 8-point second quarter and we're up to a 17-point first half. All five starters have scored for Wolsey Westington, plus 3 points off the bench. So a lot of things going Wolsey Westington's way as the Warbirds lead by 17 at the break, 38-21. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering services for the entire family, cuts, colors, waxes, perms, eyelash extensions, hair removal. To get an appointment with Lori, call 605-883-HAIR. Or for an appointment with Kylie, you can call or text 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins at 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mirror Family Hair Care. The Mirror brings us our scoreboard update. So far today, top-seeded Westington Springs ran past number 8, Sunshine Bible Academy, 71-19. Number 4, James Valley Christian, a winner over number 5, Highmore Herald, 53-46. The 2 leads the 7 here in our third game, Wolsey Westington 38. Iroquois Lake Preston 21, and our last game of the night, the 3-6, Sanborn Central Woonsocket against the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. Girls tournament went off on Friday as scheduled. It was top-seeded Westington Springs beating Sunshine Bible 51-14. James Valley beat Highmore Herald on Friday 53-32. Sanborn Central a winner over Wolsey Westington on the girls' side 50-35. And Iroquois Lake Preston by a bucket gets past Hitchcock Tulare 38-36. So the girls' consolation games tomorrow are Sunshine Bible and Highmore Herald. Wolsey Westington will take on Hitchcock Tulare. The girls' championship games will be Westington Springs against James Valley Christian and Sanborn Central Woonsocket against Iroquois Lake Preston. Of course, the boys' matchup's not completely set. The one championship game will be Westington Springs against James Valley Christian, and the one consolation game will be Sunshine Bible against Highmore Herald. Remember, we'll have the 4 championship games live tomorrow night right here on KOKK. 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and break down the individual numbers, and we'll be ready for a second half of basketball. Wolsey Westington pulls away in the second for a 17-point halftime lead at the break. Wolsey Westington 38, Iroquois Lake Preston 21. 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316 Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolfie. Second half ready to get underway here between the host, Wolfie Lexington Warbirds, the two seed this year on the boys' side of the 281, taking on number 7, Iroquois Lake Preston. See, adding up some numbers here that I didn't add up, even though I had all the time in the world. Off the bench, 9 points for Iroquois Lake Preston, a 3 for Rexton Blue, and 3 twos for Race and Tim. Again, 9 of their 21 off the bench, Rexton Blue 3, Race and Tim 6. 3 of the 5 starters scored for Iroquois Lake Preston, 2 for Riney Green, and 5 apiece for Josh McMasters and Lucas Pesky. McMasters hit a 3, Pesky 1-2 from the line en route to his 5 points. So again, the Sharks led off the bench by Race and Tim with a half dozen. They put up 14 in the first, 7 in the second, 21 in the half, and they are 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Wolsey Lexington got 3 off their bench, all 3 for Sawyer Nelson. He's 1 of 2 from the stripe. All 5 starters scored for the Warbirds, 3 for Grant Tim, 5 for Peyton Rainsford, 4 for Tate French, 6 for Taylor Brishman, and Moshe the show in the first half, 17 points, 9 in the first, 8 in the second. Wolsey Lexington scored 17 in the first, 21 in the second, 38 in the half. They go 4 of 6 from the line, and Hayden Hooks has the boys primed to move on to the championship side of the 281. Got a couple of quarters to complete first as they lead here by 17 points. Getting into the second half of play in Wolsey. Here, Coy Lake Preston with the ball. They'll bring it into McMasters. Back underway. McMasters for Pesky. Backs away. Tried the backdoor cut and the pass too far out in front of Josh McMasters. Pesky knew it too. He knew he had it. So just underway in the second half. Warbirds a chance to add on to this 17-point lead. Tate French, left side of the free throw line. Backing down on Green. Off the window, that one good. Tate French with a half dozen. 19 the lead for Wolsey Lexington. Here's Green in the center circle. And off for Pesky, knocked away in a foul on Tate French, and that'll be his third. He has 3, Peyton Rainford has 2, and that has been it for Wolsey Lexington today. Sharks had 7, as they did get the Warbirds into the bonus in quarter 2. Here's Green for 3, that one good. Riney Green from long range, he's got 5. Warbird leads 16. Here's French, left side baseline, working on Green. Fades away from 10, is no good. Rebound grab by Woodcock. Had it knocked out of his hands by Moshe, but he will haul it in. Ahead to McMasters, who finds Pesky. Pesky across the timeline. No, Caleb the steal. Caleb trying to feed Rainford, taken right back by Pesky. Pesky's pass knocked away and stolen by Tim. Moshe blocked out of bounds by Pesky. Wild defensive stands there, but the results here, a Wolsey Lexington Warbird inbound with 6:48 to play here in the third. Wolsey Lexington a 16-point lead. They'll lob it into French at the free throw line. Turns, spins, came up short. Riney Green the rebound. Green off to Pesky. Pesky across midcourt. 6.5 to play third quarter. Lucas Pesky left corner trying to dump it off and did to Glanzer. Glanzer outside, McMasters for 3, and he got it. Josh McMasters with a triple. 6-2 run to start the third, a 13-point Wolsey Lexington lead, 40-27. Caleb squares up top of the key. That 3 is good. Caleb Richmond, three threes. He's got 9 points. Here's a three by Woodcock. Weston Woodcock from long range. So five made field goals in the second half of this game, four of them from three. And it'll be a 13-point lead, 43-30, and a 30-second timeout for Brock Dufek. Back in 30, we'll take a 30-second break of our own. 30 seconds on KOKK.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, mineral, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Wolsey Lexington off the timeout and possession of the ball, a 13-point Warbird lead. Here, Coy Lake Preston trying to make the comeback here in the second half, and here's Moshe fouled on his way to the basket. Foul called on Weston Woodcock, his first. So the Sharks have made three field goals here in the third quarter, all from downtown. Warbirds have made two. One of those was a three. Free throws here, a little bit closer for Moshe. He knocks down the first. He's four out of five. He's got 18 for Wolsey Lexington. Richmond second is up and good. 19 for Richmond. Colin Hughes in, Grant Kim out for the Warbirds. 5:37 left third quarter, a 15-point Warbird lead, 45-30, and here's another steal. Hayden Rainford takes it away. Rainford all the way to the basket, can't quite fit. Oh, he traveled. Tried to step through and go lefty off the window and apparently picked it up a touch too soon. Woodcock to inbound for the Sharks. Inbounds McMasters in the backcourt. Work it off the green screen across the timeline. McMaster's trying to leave it down in the corner, and I don't think anybody touched that. Yeah, they just threw it away. Trying to leave it in the corner for Dante Glanzer, but I guess maybe he thought Glanzer was going to cut to the basket. So again, the Warbirds lead by 15, now with the ball. Moshe pass down low from Caleb, back to Hughes on the right wing. Here's Caleb, top of the key, drives to the free throw line. That jumper no good. Rebound Woodcock. Woodcock to Glanzer. Pesky across midcourt. Lucas stops the dribble, got to give it off, and does to Glanzer. Glanzer sees an opening. Back out to Pesky for three. No good. Long rebound. French tipped it out to Moshe. Moshe had it knocked away. Pesky picks it up and feeds Dante Glanzer for the layup. All five Sharks starters have scored, and it's a 13-point game, 45-32, Warbird. Hughes to the free throw line. Kate French, right wing, up top for Caleb. Hughes now left wing for Tate French. Looks at three, won't fire, drives past the defender, can't get the finish, but does get the foul. And a couple of free throws are coming with 4:20 to play here in the third. Wolsey Lexington by 13, 45-32. Fouls on Dante Glanzer. First on him, second on the team, and Tate's first free throw will roll in. Warbirds are 3 out of 3 here in the half, 4 out of 6 in the first half, 7 out of 9 in the game, and second for French is good, and he's got 8 for Wolsey Lexington. 4:20 left here in the third, 47-32, a 15-point Wolsey Lexington lead. McMasters across midcourt, splits the Richmond double team, feet on the baseline there for Pesky, and Pesky good with the teardrop on the baseline. 7 for Pesky, lead back to 13, French splits a double team and lays it in. 10 for Tate French, 6 here in the third quarter. lead back to 15. Sharks almost turned it over, but Woodcock there to collect it. Weston will fire the three. Came up short. Rebound Moshe. Moshe racing the other way with numbers. Leaves it off to French in the right corner. French pops for three. Got it. Stays French from long range. Puts him at 9 in the quarter, 13 in the game. And the lead is back to 15. Or, excuse me, back to 18. And a foul called here. Oh, Moshe Richmond. All right, his first. Second and a half, 3:23 left in the third here, 52-34. Warbirds back up 18. Sharks have fought back to within 12, 13, 14 at times, but only Lexington has proven here in the long run, I think, to be a little bit much. Corner three, no good for Woodcock. Nice offensive rebound. Hefty can't get the putback. French the rebound, cross court to Caleb. Caleb Richmond pulls up at the free throw line, and that one is good. 11 for Caleb Richmond, third Warbird in double figures. Lead now 20, biggest of the day for Wolsey Lexington, 54-34. McMasters leaves it off for Rexton Blue. Blue trying to feed Woodcock, pass off his hand, inside to Tim, and racing Tim gets bailed out. As a foul is called on Moshe, or Tate French, I think maybe it's French, and that'd be Tate's fourth. Free throws here for Race and Tim. Tim actually led them for scoring in the first half with 6 points. First free throw here is no good. Hits the heel off to the near side, not a bounds. Grant Tim is back on for French. Race and Tim, another free throw. The team 1 out of 3, make it 2 out of 4. Tim is good on this one. 7 points for Race and Tim off the bench for Iroquois Lake Preston. Rainford the drive, back out to Tim, hand off Caleb Richmond, looks at three, drives, leaves it out to Rainford for three, no good. Caleb, no, Moshe, the offensive board. The putback is good, puts him at 21. And put the lead at 21, 56-35, Wolsey Lexington. 2:25 to play third quarter. We'll get a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wolsey, 2:25 to play third quarter. Wolsey Lexington with Moshe Richmond. 21st point, take a 21-point lead, and the Sharks are going to turn it over as McMaster's trying to get the lead pass ahead of Ben Curd, and he led him a little much. So Warbird's a chance to add on to a 21-point advantage. Rainford, top of the key for Caleb. Caleb to Grant Tim. Back to Caleb, right side, and McMaster's caught over pursuing, and he will pick up his second foul. That'll be 3 on Iroquois Lake Preston here in the third. Warbirds up to their biggest lead, 21 points. Caleb to Grant Tim. Tim the handoff for Moshe. Cross court Rainford. Rainford back out to Moshe again. Richmond the drive, steps through a double team and lays it up and in. 6 in the quarter, 23 in the game for Moshe. And again, that is the lead, 23 points. McMasters, nifty little behind the back move, but couldn't get the finish to go. Grant Tim the rebound ahead to Rainford, who finds Moshe on the right wing. Moshe's pass to Colin Hughes is tipped up, but Hughes able to collect it. Around the horn, Rainford, Tim, left side for Caleb. Caleb fakes on the three, drives the runner off the front of the iron, no good. Curd the rebound. occurred over to Pesky across midcourt with a minute 15 left in the third. Blue fakes the three. And now Grayson Tim has it go off his foot, picked up by Moshe. Long lead pass ahead to Rainford. Rainford can't finish. Moshe there for the rebound, and he'll get fouled on the putback. So a couple of free throws coming for Moshe Richmond. Moshe is 5 out of 6 from the line today. Grayson Tim whistled for his third. Moshe's free throw is up and in. So Richmond having another Moshe type of game. 17 in the first half. He's got 7 now here in the third. Second free throw is no good. And it'll stay 59-35 for now with a minute to play. Warbirds up 24. And Sharks trying to find a way back in. Here's McMasters near the timeline. Fake the handoff. Now we'll give it off in the middle. Tipped up, stolen by Moshe. Richmond across the timeline. Right side, stopped and slipped and kept the dribble going. Scoops it out to Grant Tim to hold possession. Here's Caleb down in the corner calling Hughes. Rainford, high post. Moshe turns off the window, knocks it in. 9 in the quarter, 26 in the game for Moshe Richmond. And again, I'm not saying the two are related, but that is exactly the lead, 25 points. Here's Blue, no good from in close. Colin Hughes, the board. Hughes over to Caleb, and the final seconds of the third will be a Peyton Rainford three. Oh, no, faked it, passed it inside, ripped by Pesky. Pesky went three quarters court and actually got backboard and iron, but it was not to be. After three, Warbirds a big lead, 61-35. We're back in a minute with the fourth. 1 minute on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. 1 in 4 people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolfie's fourth quarter underway. Wolfie Lexington with the possession arrow and a 26-point lead. 61-35. Tim from the corner, Rainford around to Caleb. Caleb Richmond lost the handle but regains control. Wing left side, looks at three, won't fire. Rainford will come up short. Tim the rebound. He'll go right back up. It's too strong. Woodcock the board this time, and Iroquois Lake Preston will control. Woodcock across the timeline. Moshe caught reaching in. He will pick up his second foul. For Wolsey Washington, their first of the quarter. The quarter, of course, just underway. 7:29 remaining here. 61-35. Wolsey Washington's a big lead. McMasters for Pesky out near midcourt, guarded by Rainford. Lucas, the handoff for Glanzer. Left side, here's Green for three. No good. Rebound Moshe. Moshe to Caleb. Caleb Richmond across midcourt. Cross court Tim on the right side. Now for Moshe at the free throw line. Left corner for Caleb. Looks at three. Won't pull the trigger. Back up to Rainford. Right corner Grant Tim for three. Halfway down the cannon, rimmed out. And then Woodcock blocks Moshe. Moshe kick it right back out to Caleb. Caleb for three and a foul. A foul. That's going to be three, count them, one, two, three free throws. Fouls on Weston Woodcock, his second. So Weston probably feeling pretty good after blocking the shot, but then to come right back in the free throw foul. First free throw is good for Caleb Richmond. The team's 10 out of 13 from the line. Make it 11 out of 14 as Richmond good on his second. Now remember, a three-point foul there, so one more free one here for Caleb Richmond, and that one is good. Caleb's got 14, 26 for Moshe, Tate French with 13, as well as the Lexington rolling. Down in the right corner, here's Woodcock. Splits a double team to get away. Lost it. Picks it up shy of the timeline. Here's Green on the right wing. Down in the right corner for McMasters. McMasters stuck in the right corner. Tate French gets it into Green. Green the shot. That's up and in. Riney Green with 7 points. Gary's El Auto Glass postgame report will come your way after this one. That'll be Gary Zell number three. Here's Pesky knocking it away from Moshe. Green to Woodcock, cross court to Glanzer. Glanzer across the timeline, guarded by Colin Hughes. Glanzer trying to thread the needle, ripped by Rainford. Payton to the other end. Left wing, Moshe. Moshe's going to get the offensive foul as he tried to go through Weston Woodcock. So Richmond's third. Nothing hurt there, of course, as the Warbirds lead by 27 points with 5:42 to play. And that one kind of a lot of times there are question marks as to whether or not the player was set, and that one just kind of looked easy there. In fact, Moshe kind of went into him a little extra. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Sharks, so the Warbirds will inbound again. It'll be Tate French. They'll give it right back to Tate for three. No good. Moshe trying to save in the rebound. Stepped on the baseline and out of bounds on the Warbirds. Iroquois Lake Preston with A.J. Wenk back on. Wenk will replace Woodcock. Inbounds pass here to Lucas Pesky. Pesky to Green, back to Pesky. Focus across midcourt, 64-37. Here's Pesky for three, and that one good. Lucas Pesky with 10. And the Warbird lead is 24. Here's Rainford out near the center circle. To Caleb, now Moshe. Moshe to Tate French. French feeds Moshe on his way to the basket. Can't get the finish, but does get the foul, and a couple of free throws coming for Moshe Richmond. Fouls on Ronnie Green, his first. Moshe, 6 out of 8 from the line today. The team is, I think, 12 out of 14, 12 out of 15. Moshe, no good on his first tier. Second for Moshe off the heel. French, the offensive rebound. Let's try it again. It's a Caleb Richmond 3, and it's good. So that'll put Caleb at 6 in the quarter, 17 in the game, and the lead 27, 67-40. Here's a foul on Moshe. Oh, no, on Peyton Rainford. His third, team's third. Sharks will inbound again. Well, Brock definitely taking the award for best 281 shirt as he is rocking the full-on Shark shirt for the 281. Love the shirt, Brock. It's again, Dufek, your best dressed coach of the day, I think. Here's a foul on Hughes. his first. Iroquois Lake Preston nearly lost it. Trying to save it in is Aninga, and he will save it to Rainford. Rainford to Caleb Richmond. State French back to Payton, around the horn to Caleb. Moshe back to Rainford, back to French in the corner for three. No good, and the rebound grabbed by Rexton Blue. 4:10 to play, 67-40. We'll see Westington up big. Three on the left wing, no good for Wang. Trying to get his board. Colin Hughes comes in for the rebound. Hughes for French across the timeline, Rainford. Rainford scoops it back. Caleb Richmond for three. That one good. Three threes in the second half for Caleb Richmond. Five in the game. 20 points now for Caleb after Moshe's got 26. Ball knocked out of bounds off the Shark. Clock will run now with a 30-point difference and 3.5 to play. It appears Wolsey Westington will get their eighth win. They'll move on to the championship side of the boys 281. Iroquois Lake Preston, one win, nine losses now with the loss here today, and they'll play right back at it tomorrow. Caleb Richmond, left wing, cross court, Rainford for three, no good. Rebound Hughes, put back too strong. This time Hughes has to save the rebound in, and does. Save it into Caleb. Rainford down to French in the right corner. A 30-point Warbird lead, 3 minutes to play. Moshe inside, leans in, puts it up and in. 28 for Moshe. .240 to play. Gary Zell Autoglass postgame show coming up. Here's the ball tipped by Jackson Long. Stolen by Rainford. Rainford, nice leave for Caleb Richmond for the layup. Richmond's got 11 in the quarter, 17 in the half, 23 in the game. 74-40, Wolsey Westington rolling. The Warbirds will take a quick timeout. 30 seconds, a 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Back to Wolsey. Gary Zell Autoglass postgame report number three is coming up. Wolsey Westington going to pick up the win here today over Iroquois Lake Preston in boys opening round of the 281. All over but the final tally here. Warbirds lead by 34. No make it 32 as Jackson Long sneaks one in on the baseline. Keaton Zomer for Wolsey Westington. Harley Roberts is on. Sawyer Nelson is in. Cade Van Buskirk. And Isaiah Sabalier, as the Warbirds have turned the lineup over at the two-minute mark. The running clock engaged at about the three-and-a-half-minute mark. All over but the final numbers here in Wolsey. A ball saved in. Nice grab by A.J. Wank. Wank outside to Jackson Long, and Iroquois Lake Preston going to try to set up the offense. Nathan Aninga back to Long, just right at the top of the key. Now topside for Rowdy Scheel in for the first time today. Here's A.J. Wank, left side of the baseline, back outside to Long. Long the baseline drive. Shot no good. Couple on the rebound. Nelson is there. Nelson's going to come away with it. Tried to pass it out, and they're going to have a ball out of bounds off Iroquois Lake Preston. So the Sharks did, for just a brief second, steal it, but he was standing out of bounds. Keaton Zomer across midcourt. Zomer on the left wing. Cross court now for Harley Roberts. Roberts will try the three. That one's good. Harley Roberts, first basket of the day. Warbirds did have some bench scoring in the first half. Sawyer Nelson came in, got fouled, hit one of two, and then knocked down a field goal a few possessions later. A couple of players on the deck, and boy, don't tell these kids it's a 32-point or a 35-point game with 30 seconds to play. They are scrapping for the loose ball. Shield ready on the inbounds. It's a lob in on the left wing there for Kurd. Pass outside. Here's a three. No good for Long. Rebounded here by Harley Roberts. Roberts ahead with 10 seconds to play. They will dribble out the victory. Your final score here today, Wolsey Westington 77, Iroquois Lake Preston 42. Have a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming your way after a 3-minute timeout. Again, 3 minutes on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Thank you, sir. Matt Watson here tonight. Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK AM in Huron as we are 10 minutes past 5 o'clock. Our third Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report of the day, number two. Wolsey Westington, the hometown boys, defeat number 70, Iroquois Lake Preston. Final here tonight, 77-42. Early on, Wolsey Westington built an early six-point lead. Iroquois came back early to tie it at 14. Moorbirds would close out the quarter, number one with a three, make it 17-14. And then they did not look back. They outscored Iroquois Lake Preston 21-7 in the second, en route to the 77-42 victory. Gary Zell Auto Glass, our post-game report sponsor. Our scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. So you got Wolsey Westington beating Iroquois Lake Preston 77-42. Earlier today, number 4, James Valley Christian beat number 5, Highmore Herald 53-46. And top seed Westington Springs moves on to the championship side with a win over Sunshine Bible 71-19. So we get our final entrance into all the rest of the games here after one more boys opening round matchup. It'll be number three Sanborn Central Woonsocket against number 6 Hitchcock Tulare. So that's a full check of your boys scoreboard here. Boys opening round of the 281 postponed from Saturday live here on Dakota Sports. Take another 2-minute break here, come back with our individual scorers, and we'll be about ready to turn it around and get ready for another boys matchup. Again, a 2-minute timeout. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show after this on KOKK.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Dakota Sports.
We're back to Wolsey Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 3, breaking down some individual numbers here. First of all, for Brock Dufek, it is now 1-9 Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks. Off the bench, they got a dozen. Jackson Long, 2. Rexton Blue, 3. Racing Tim, 7. Tim was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. All 5 starters scored for Iroquois Lake Preston. Dante Glancer, 2 points, 3 for Weston Woodcock, 7 for Riney Green. Green knocked down a 3. Josh McMasters with 8. He hit a pair of 3s. One player in double figures, Lucas Pesky with 10. He also knocked down a 3-pointer. Pesky was 1 of 2 from the line. Iroquois Lake Preston scored 14 in the first, 7 in the second, 14 in the third, 7 in the fourth, 42 in the game. They go 2 of 4 from the line. They're 1-9 on the season, and they'll play in the consolation side of the boys, 281. For Hayden Hooks, and it's now 8-1, Wolsey Westington Warbirds. He got 6 off the bench, a 3 for Harley Roberts, a 2 and a free throw for Sawyer Nelson. Nelson was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. All 5 starters scored for the Warbirds. Grant Tim with 3, Peyton Rainford with 5. 3 more in double figures. Tate French with 13, thanks to a 9-point third quarter. Caleb Richmond scored in all 4 quarters. He hit a 3 in all 4 quarters. Ended up with 5 threes in the game and hit for 22 points. He was 3 of 3 from the line, and he was 4 of 7 from downtown. Moshe Richmond outdid him, 28 points. Moshe scored 9 in the first, 8 in the second, 9 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 28 in the game. Richmond 6 of 10 from the free throw line. As Hayden Hooks and the Warbird boys put up 77 in their 8th win of the year. They scored 17 in the first, 21 in the second, 23 in the third, 16 in the fourth, 77 points in the game. They're 12 of 17 from the line. And they're 8-1 with a 77-42 victory over Iroquois Lake Preston. Well, that'll just about wrap up Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 3. Got another game yet to come. Number 3, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The Blackhawks are 3-5. They'll take on number 6, Hitchcock Tulare. John Nolan, the Patriots, right there behind them at 3-4. So we'll talk about starting lineups. We'll talk about officials. And we'll be ready for tip-off in our fourth and final game here today. Now, keep in mind, tomorrow we'll start a little later. It'll start a scheduled weekday time of 3:30. And, of course, you can tune in for those. That'll be 4 in a row here on KOKK. Tigers are hosting Brookings tomorrow night. And you can have both games of that starting around 6 p.m. with the girls on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. So that'll wrap up our third of four Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame reports. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, come back after 3 minutes with starters, officials, and we'll be ready for tip-off in our last game of the day. It's number 3, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, against number 6, Hitchcock Tulare. 3 minutes to our fourth and final pregame show, and that'll wrap up our third and not quite final Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Bull.